Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Levy moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to third. Alexander moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Shang and he is out, Owen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shang. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Shang steals second. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shang moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Kaufman reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaufman scores. Levy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1. And the Tigers won. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult strikes out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaufman is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Farrell moves to third. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McManus strikes out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoyt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Jenkins chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Melillo. Melillo fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Melillo. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Gehringer moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander is walked intentionally. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.